Now, with the cold weather now well and truly upon us, it's inevitable that we'll reach for the thermostat and crank up the heating, close windows and doors in an attempt to keep the home warm and toasty for the next few months. Seems like a good idea. However, we could be turning a blind eye to the invisible dangers that come with living in a warm and underventilated living space. So what are the dangers? Well, I'm joined now by Dr. David Bull alongside Sally Falk, co-founder of EcoAir. Hello.
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 So Sally, first of all, what actually prompted your research?
Well, we want to raise awareness about these invisible dangers, especially during the winter. What is the danger? The danger is regarding humidity. It's something that people cannot see until they get mold on their walls or in their bathroom. So what is humidity? Why do we have this problem, especially winter? We close all our doors, as you've just mentioned earlier on. We close the door. We actually trapping a lot of moisture through increased cooking, because during the winter we want to stay at home. And we breathe indoors, we don't ventilate as much as we do, we close all our windows. And putting on the kettle for multiple cups of coffee is another aspect of it. And we have longer showers, hot baths, and all these are actually trapped in the house.
Well, I'll be honest, I never actually think about humidity in the home, so I suppose I'm not alone in that.
No, you're not alone in that at all. And in fact, that's what's so interesting about the study that EcoAir have done shows that actually you are not alone. And in fact, something like 80% of people in Britain have lived in a property that has had some mould or damp or condensation. But when you then ask them, say, well, what causes that? They don't seem to know. And when they do know that it's caused by high humidity, and basically that means that the humidity has to have gone over 60% for that to grow, they don't check it. So when you actually say to people, have you ever checked humidity levels in your house? 84.6% have never checked, 70% have no idea how to check, and even if they find mould in their house, only half of them actually go on to check. And that shows really that knowledge around humidity and respiratory illnesses is really lacking. And here's the medical bit. You see, the problem is that by shutting the windows and turning on the heating, what you're doing is you're creating a perfect environment. It's getting hotter and hotter. And as Sally says, you've got showers running, you've got lots of water in the air, you've got this now hot and moist environment. And bacteria and viruses and parasites and fungi love this. This is perfect breeding ground. So they can multiply and they can hang around a lot longer. So let's say a friend of yours comes over to your lovely, hot, moist house, and they have a chest infection. You have a lovely chat with them and they leave. The droplet spread of their chest infection is sitting on your table and it multiplies. It just continually multiplies, hangs around, and so your next visitor or you are at high risk of picking it up. And there are certain groups that are particularly prone, and those people are children, people who have chronic illnesses, over 65s, and people who are immunocompromised. So you need to do something to make your house a safer place.
So what do you do?
Ventilation. You need to make sure that you are able to open the window just to ventilate as much as you can at every given opportunity. But yes, we do understand a lot of people can't ventilate that often because of security reasons or what have you. You need to make sure that you get a hygrometer. A hygrometer is to help you to measure what is the relative humidity and be in control. One of the ways is to get a dehumidifier to help to control the humidity levels.
And let me just give you a personal story. This is me talking as a person who lives in a house rather than as a doctor. I had some building work done and I was in my bedroom and I kept getting chest infections and I couldn't work out what it was. And I suddenly twigged and thought, I wonder if I should check the humidity of this room. And so I bought a hygrometer, as Sally was saying, and you can buy those for about £5 to £10 online. And it was 91%. Now, as I've said, anything over 16, you're in trouble. So what did I do? Well, I made sure that the extractor fans in the bathrooms were replaced, that made sure that they stayed on for more than 10 minutes after they'd been used. I opened the windows and I also bought a dehumidifier. And by doing that, I'd brought it down from 95% down to 45%. And guess what? My chest infection disappeared.
It's quite interesting you say that, because I've just had a case of bronchitis. I'm a sax player in a band, And I have struggled to get rid of this. And I do have a little bit of mould just around the edge in the bathroom. And it's just made me think, because you don't actually have to have mould to have high humidity, do you?
No, well, the humidity, mould won't grow unless it's humid. Hmm. So you already know you've got a humid place. And I would guess it's over 60% in that bathroom. Now, so the point I would make is check that extractor fan. If it's an old extractor fan, it may not be efficient. And it's worth getting a new one. You know, a new one, when I've just put one in, was about £25. And it's much better and lasts longer and more efficient and quieter. And it will drop your humidity. And in fact, I had the same problem in my bathroom. And the mould is all gone.
And can I suggest that you have the vent open and leave it on for an extra 10 minutes after your bath or your shower?
Definitely.
So the thing I was thinking, though, is you might not have mould, but you could actually still have the environment that's too humid.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely right. And that's the problem, is you just don't know what the humidity is. So that's why we're both saying, if you bought this piece of kit called a hygrometer, it will give you a reading. It gives you a number. And in fact, some of them are colour coded. It will say your room is just right or your room is too wet. And if it's too wet, you need to do something about it. And, you know, for the sake of £10, I think it's a very worthwhile investment.
And a lot of our listeners may be a little bit older and perhaps spend more time in the house. So this is quite an important issue.
It's a very important issue. And particularly one of the other areas, and obviously bathrooms are obvious because you know you get out of the shower, you can see the humidity, can't you? Or you can feel the moisture in the air. But the other place is the bedroom, because when we breathe out moisture. So if you're an elderly person and you spend most of your time in the bedroom or, you know, in a very small environment, you never open the windows, the moisture content will continue to rise. And you don't really want to be waiting until you can see the mould to do something about it. So I would suggest that it is worth, and this goes back to what my dad and my granddad used to tell me, open the windows and put an extra sweater on at least once a day, because that way you can ventilate your home properly.
So where can we get more information on this then?
You can go to ecoair.org, and we are actually giving away 300 hygrometers free if you go to ecoair.org/free.
Well, that sounds very useful. Sally Falk and Dr. David Bull, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.